You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Vincent HL with Golden Sun, you're on 95 BFM. Morena Vincent, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Nice to chat with you and nice to have some new music out in the world. You've got a brand new single called Pile of Dirt and you are working towards an album which is also called Golden Sun. Tell us a wee bit about what's been happening. What have you been noodling away on?
Just these songs. I don't know. It's been a long while between albums, I suppose. It's hard to say, you know, when people ask you what you've been up to after you haven't seen them for like 5 years, yeah, and you don't know where to start.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I guess I've done all these things, you know, living my life.
Yeah, basically, yeah, living life kind of thing, and just, you know, trying to get some music in between.
Yeah, totally. I was going to say, where does music fit into it for you? Is it something that you're sort of squeezing in where you can, or have you got tracks in the back catalogue that you've been sort of waiting to release? How's that sort of process been?
I think it comes in waves. Sometimes I'm like really enthusiastic about music and saying like, oh, I want to do this for like my job, like all the time. And then I do it for a bit and then I'm like, oh no, I don't want to do this anymore. then I just sort of stop.
Sorry. Back out and have a break.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So it's ebbs and flows, I guess.
Pile of Dirt is a great track. I'm loving it. I love the title as well. It's a very sort of strong label to put on something. What's this song about? What were you sort of thinking about when you were writing this one?
I'll just be honest. I won't try and make something up, but it's like a friend of mine started making weed oil.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'd never tried it before, and I tried it, and it was kind of like a revelation. And it was just, it's actually just about wandering around the neighborhood on weed oil.
That makes a lot of sense in the music video, I have to say. Yeah, which totally, yeah. Definitely has that vibe to it. Not that I'd know anything about that, of course.
No, neither.
This is all a hypothetical conversation. But it's a great video as well. It's very surreal. It's very fun. It's very silly. The masks in it are pretty strong. Tell us about who you worked with on this one, Vincent.
Well, it was mostly me and my friend Charles helped out for a bit, but I just had this idea of just that I'm wandering around the neighborhood and I kind of have like these sort of this imaginary posse with me kind of thing. Like I'm sort of, I suppose, like hallucinating a bit kind of thing. So I just kind of went and bought a bunch of stuff, like craft stuff, and actually put those masks together, just sewed them up and glued stuff like ping pong balls on them.
It's got a slightly sort of scary school project vibe to it a little bit, like your homework is due tomorrow, what's in the craft box.
Just slap some stuff together.
But they are very cool masks. I would recommend people check them out, and it has got a slightly kind of a slightly cursed Sesame Street feel to it, maybe.
Totally. I think it sort of rode that line and sometimes sort of like crosses it into, I don't know, some Harmony Korine sort of trash humpers vibe or something. A little bit. It was like, oh no, what have I made? I didn't mean for this to look like.
I love, I think my favourite moment in the video is it's just like the little tiny clip of you doing some sort of gambling with leaves and stones. It's just so sweet in there. I really recommend people check this video out today. It'll put a smile on your face for sure. It feels like you've had a lot of fun with this single and also with the, you know, the process of getting back into, you know, album release territory. What have you been finding exciting or fun about music making at the moment?
I guess whatever is in front of me at the time. Like making that video, I just shot it in the last couple of weeks and edited it and put it together and everything. So it's just really fun working on that. The whole process has just been really cool. I think I wasn't really into it for a while, and then I had the set of songs finally, and I was like, oh, this is quite a nice album.
Yeah.
I think I should try and actually make an effort and put it out kind of thing.
It's, you got to sometimes trick yourself into that before you talk yourself back out of it again, eh? I think when you kind of have that relationship with your music.
Yeah, totally. It's like, this means something. This is important. Like, you know,
get it out there.
To do this. Yeah, totally.
It is a lovely single though, and I'm really looking forward to hearing the rest of the record. What's on the horizon for you live gig wise? Have you got anything coming up that you're looking forward to playing, or is that still to be sussed?
Oh, I've got a show at the Wine Cellar on June the 23rd.
Awesome. That's going to be cool. Who's playing with you at that one?
The Golden Geese.
Good bunch of people who know how to have a lot of fun when they're making music as well. You've done a bit of featuring on some Golden Geese tracks as well. What's it like playing with those guys?
It's a lot of fun. We're longtime friends, so just goofing around. I think I just ended up hanging out at their practice, having some beers one time, and then just jokingly singing some songs and all this kind of stuff. And then next thing I know,
it's
I'm
a
getting
single.
Called up during. Yeah, it's a single. It's a bit ridiculous with those guys.
I think it's going to be a very fun show. I presume tickets are on sale from Under the Radar if people want to head along to that.
I actually don't think I've done any pre-sales for that. I've been a bit slack.
Oh, good. Well, watch the space then, and get yourself along to the Wine Cellar on the 23rd to celebrate the Golden Sun and Vincent's new music. Vincent, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. I really recommend people go watch the Pile of Dirt video today, especially if they need something to cheer them up on a bit of a gloomy morning. Thanks for speaking with us, and have a lovely rest of your morning.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Kia ora. Vincent HL. Wow, that really came out well. That is Pile of Dirt, brand new track, which has got a fantastic, joyful, kooky-ass music video, which you can find on YouTube, on Vincent's various social media platforms, and also a good write-up on Under the Radar. There is a gig happening on the 23rd of June at the Wine Cellar. Tickets aren't online yet, but I'm sure when Vincent puts them up, it will be one to hurry along and grab, because that will be a very fun evening.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.